And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about his team's readiness for tonight's big game is none other than the head coach, the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jason Garrett. Hi, Coach.
How you guys doing? You're getting it done?
Yeah, we're trying to get it done.
We're trying. Congratulations on your greats. I'm sorry?
I'd really like to hear that. We like to hear that you're getting it done.
Well, good. Good. Congratulations on your great start, and I guess you guys are set to try to win 7 in a row tonight.
That's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try really hard to do that. That's something that we want to do as a team. We want to do it. We're playing the Washington team. I say team because I'm not going to say their name because I think it's offensive. So we say Washington team. And that's not because of racism. It's because of how bad they are. I don't want to say their name. Offensive to football.
It's offensive to football and I guess the old Redskin championship teams.
It's offensive to all those who used to win back when they were good. They're not good anymore. Not good. Now, having said that, I do think they should change the name of their mascot. I do think they should change it from the Washington Redskin.
To what?
To the Washington Engines.
The what?
The Washington Engines.
I don't think that would be any better.
It's highly offensive.
Well, it's the engines of football, because when you think of the most powerful part of a car, it's an engine. So you want to go.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Gotcha. I don't think they'll be doing that, but I guess that's a good idea.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that we are playing a team tonight that actually has a worse owner than we do. Because when you think about it, Dan Snyder makes Jerry Jones look like non-Jerry Jones, and that's something that he makes him look like.
Yeah. I don't know that Jerry's going to be happy to hear that.
Non-Jerry Jones.
Very excited about our defense, Ever since we put Monty Kiffin into assisted living facilities here at Valley Ranch, we can actually make a few tackles now. That change has worked out for us, and Monty enjoys the craft room there, and he's made a new friend, and he enjoys it when the barbershop quartet comes and sings on Fridays during their lunch hour.
Well, and good. You had that out there at Valley Ranch. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I was in line recently at a Subway with Nancy Lieberman, and we were talking about winning and what it means to win. And Nancy's a person who scored a lot of points, and she dished out a lot of assists. People called her Lady Magic. So she told me some things about winning and told me to go with the turkey with mayo and then the spicy sauce.
Okay, I don't know what does that have to.
A pretty interesting story. Pretty interesting story.
Yeah, I don't. I might argue with you on that, but I guess thanks for telling us.
Yeah. That story. You go back and listen to the tape. I told that story.
Yeah, we understand. We just heard it.
Yeah, we now got tape on that story. That's right.
Anything else you want to say about the big game tonight?
Kind of reminds of this game tonight that we're going to play. We're going to play it. Going to play it. Going to play it with our team. We're going to play that team that we're playing against when we play the game tonight.
Yes.
And it reminds me of that old sports song, the one that was sung, you know, so many years ago.
Well, what would that be?
That one that goes like, when Dez is going long, you must process. When Tony's throwing wrong, you must process. Flag that trip, break defensive back. You know, that song.
Oh, I've never heard that song.
It's kind of reworked Whip It, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to Whip It. Kind of similar to that song.
Yeah. I didn't realize you're a Devo fan.
Yeah, well, you know, who was the original Devo? Was that Whitney Houston?
No, that's that Diva.
Yeah,
Diva. That's not really.
I thought Diva is what you got to replace out there at golf tournaments.
That's a divot.
Okay, gotcha. We'll remember that when we play the Redskins tonight.
Oh, you call them the Redskins. All right, we'll see you. That's the fake Jason Garrett.